Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Hey, here we are answering questions that people have sent in. Amy, has the mainstream media covered this election fairly?
Absolutely not. Let's have a season without polls, okay? Instead of the media pouring millions of dollars into these polls that turn out to be wrong, I mean, there's a poll every week or every 2 weeks. What is it? It's a primary or a caucus. And then, yes, find out who voted, who didn't vote, and, of course, the vast majority of people don't vote. But pour that energy and those millions of dollars, pour those investigations into what these candidates really represent, what their records are. Instead of they spend all their time doing the false polls that they themselves admit, how did we get it so wrong? And then they spend that time from poll to poll saying, how did we get it so wrong? Instead, we need to know what these people represent.
I think we know. I'm sick of what they represent. I'm telling you, I could do their act for them.
I completely agree with Amy. I mean, just look at the way they've covered Donald Trump. They've given him kind of unlimited coverage. They allowed him to phone in, even on the Sunday morning shows. And, you know, you had Bob Woodward, supposedly this journalistic icon, interview him for 90 minutes and not ask him once about his being a birther, about his wanting to ban an entire religion, about his inciting violence, nothing.
Well, and if we had no polls, what would Donald Trump talk about?
And, I mean, look at...
But he doesn't do any polls himself.
Look at one day, March 15th. I think they called it Super Tuesday 3. Five primaries. You had Ohio. Kasich won his first. You had Florida. Marco Rubio pulled out. You had North Carolina, Illinois, and Missouri. Okay.
Marco Rubio won Florida?
Marco lost and pulled out. Kasich won Ohio.
Right. Okay.
So every candidate, all the networks covered the election that night, the primaries that night, and you heard from Cruz, you heard from Kasich, you heard from Rubio, you heard from Hillary, and then they waited and waited and waited for Trump. They said he was going to hold a news conference. They showed the empty podium. Fine, and then they play his whole thing.
We all agree. We hate Donald Trump.
Wait.
No one
finish.
Here likes Trump.
He's
a uniter.
Where was Bernie Sanders? Was Bernie Sanders that night? Oh, did he go to sleep? I mean, Ariana might have been happy then. But what did he do? He was speaking to thousands of people in Phoenix.
Right.
They never played even 2 minutes of his speech. They never even mentioned, where's Bernie tonight?
They suck. We all agree. Okay. Susan, on the 25th anniversary of Thelma and Louise, what are your thoughts looking back on the iconic film?
Ooh.
Stands up. Holds up, that movie, boy. I saw it recently. Really.
Was it really 25 years? Wow, that's my thought.
Same year as Anita Hill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Very.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I think the interesting thing about Thelma and Louise, well, that was interesting. that was significant.
Yes.
It wasn't his first movie, but it was the first movie where we got to see so much of Brad Pitt.
I never saw him before that.
Oh, yeah, he did some TV and stuff, but
Every woman in this audience knew exactly which scene you were talking about.
Yeah.
And some of the men.
I think what was interesting was that we had no idea people were going to be so offended. It was in it was like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, except with women.
And
cars or trucks, and it just
offended
made people...
At what?
Oh, did the reviews, people, because we were condoning suicide, it just made people so upset. And I think what it was that women had the option of violence and that I don't know what it was exactly, but that's how we got it on the cover of Time magazine and everything else, because there was such, you forget that there was a backlash against it, but it was huge, and we didn't see that coming.
I did forget that.
They got really upset, and we were like, whoa, I didn't know we backed into this territory. Territory held by white heterosexual men of a certain age.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big
that. Yeah,
since we're in a minority.
That's us. Yeah. I mean, Ariana, do sleeping pills work?
Actually, sleeping pills are a major disaster. $58 billion are spent around the world on sleeping aids.
Wow.
And
Like Lunesta, Ambien. Yeah.
And what is amazing is that people think if they can't sleep, this is their only alternative instead of all the natural alternatives.
Hot. That's natural.
Or cognitive behavior.
He had one, too.
Or
the pot keeps me up.
You're not smoking the right kind.
Well...
You're on sativa. You should go to the other side.
You think, I don't know.
I mean, well, so why are you smoking the up?
But the key thing is...
Don't tell Paganini how to play the violin, okay? Susan Sarandon.
New Zealand and our country are the only two countries that are allowing sleeping pill advertising.
Right.
Huh. So you have
any kind of prescription.
Yeah, you have all these beautiful pictures of happy people on sleeping pills, and then 92 warning signals of what can happen to you.
Well, I mean, here's my thing about drugs. All drugs wear off over time, except for pot and liquor. Pot and liquor always work. They may have some diminishing returns. Not that I have to tell you, Rick. But pot. Rick looks like Satan.
What do you think I mean?
And I don't mean that in a bad way, because Satan was a very good-looking man.
I knew that's
but I just think when I see Satan, I see when I go, oh, that's Satan. And again, not as a bad thing, but.
But you know, there aren't many drugs that actually make it possible for you to wake up in the middle of the night, have absolutely no memory, get in a car, drive, and kill people.
That's Ambien, okay.
Yeah,
and
that's but
not
that's everybody. Pretty serious.
But yes, well, no, it is, absolutely.
But you don't know who it's going to hit that
way. Here was what I was going to say about drugs. Most of them, the more you do them, the less they work. And the worst example of that is sleeping pills. Yes, it'll work the first time. And then 6 months later, you'll need to take twice as much. And then you're Elvis. I mean, the amount of sleeping pills that Elvis Presley was taking at the time of his death would kill an elephant if an elephant took it the very first time.
Michael Jackson.
Right.
He had the propofol.
Right.
Yeah,
he like, hook me up. I'm taking a nap.
That was heavy. That was
crazy. It is always that is truly a slippery slope once you start with sleeping pills, because you will always need more.
And then you'll be. Now they have this connection between sleeping pills and Alzheimer's. Sleeping pills
are
practically every disease if you take them over 6 months, which a lot of us do, not me.
All right. having just marked another equal payday this week, are we getting any closer to closing the wage gap between men and women?
No, you never will. It's always going to be a political issue because they want it to be a political issue.
Who wants it?
Well, you can also ask the White House to pay their people the same, and Hillary's campaign to pay their women the same.
So there. Next topic.
it's not a real issue?
My mother will tell you it's a real issue, and it wasn't a real issue. I remember my mother, you know, when I was growing up, she taught herself. She didn't have any skills. She taught herself the 10 key to type, and she. Single mother, and she worked her way. She eventually got her MBA. A remarkable story.
Wow.
But it is the law. I mean, the equal play is the law. So we can make another law, I suppose, and we'll have another law on the law, and then 10 years from now, or 5 years from now.
But why do women make less than for the same job?
Well, here's the thing. The 77 cents, which is what everyone used, 77 or 78 cents on the dollar, even Obama's economic advisors, when pushed, have had to say on Equal Pay Day a couple years ago, yeah, that stat is actually not the one that really works. And when the White House is pushed on, well, according to this stat, you guys are not paying women the same amount. And they go, well, we're close. I mean, it's not a good measure for whether this is a problem. And there are plenty of other things. There are plenty of things about the pay structure that are a problem. But women prioritize different things. And it's just more complicated than the 77 cents argument.
Okay. I'm for it. Women should get equal pay.
Right.
But don't make it. But it's been a political issue.
Is that why Ted Cruz fired you?
No.
You're for women.
I was making it too much. Yeah, well, I wanted to bring the balance
back. Yeah, had to balance it out.
No, he needed a sacrificial lamb, right? That's what it was.
Do I look like a lamb to you?
No, you look like Satan.
I look like Satan and I look like a lamb.
You have a lot of range.
I mean that as a compliment.
Is this happening at
the same
time?
I'm telling you. Look at this man. Is this not what Satan looked like? It is. I'm not saying
that. The tie. Yeah, the tie is a little distracting, but the rest of it.
Do you like my tie?
It's fine, but not for Satan. With Satan, you needed like a black bear. Or, like this tie.
Like his tie.
Yes.
Maybe they can switch.
Yeah.
Ariana, what can you tell us about your partnership with Uber to combat drowsy driving?
Well, what is so interesting is that after the designated driver campaign in the 80s, drunk driving deaths and crashes have been halved, but drowsy driving deaths are going up. And last year, we had 8,000 deaths and 1.2 million crashes. And so we've partnered with Uber to highlight the problem. We have a pledge on change.org that people can take, that they're not going to let their friends drive while drowsy. They want themselves drive without drowsy. And I've been doing ride-alongs with Uber drivers.
Really?
Yes, people can actually request me on the Uber app to give them.
That is amazing.
In San Francisco, Travis, the founder of Uber, and I did it together, and we got this woman and from Houston, and we explained to her about the dangers of drowsy driving, and we gave her a bag of a lot of goodies to get better sleep.
But she's not driving, is she?
No, but the point is that a lot of people who take Uber sometimes also drive. And the whole idea is to raise awareness about the fact there are no ride-sharing technologies, there are different
things. But she was in the Uber, so she wasn't driving.
But how do you explain that Susan
Sarandon... The point is you get Ariana in your Uber.
How do you explain that she looks the same as she did when she made Thelma and Louise and she doesn't sleep? Did she make a deal with Satan?
Jig is up.
Really? I mean, she does not look like she...
You know what you sound like? The tobacco scientist.
I'm just asking.
No. In the 1950s, you know, when you would say tobacco is bad for you, and there would be this tobacco science that came out. Right. But there is this 95-year-old woman who's been smoking all her life.
Right.
She's not 95.
The exception.
Yeah. A little bit under that.
Susan is the exception to the rule.
Right.
She looks magnificent. Her skin is perfect, and she doesn't sleep. But for the rest of you. For the rest of humanity, it doesn't work.
No, you don't have to, I'm on your page because, believe me, you know me. I care a lot about health, and I read everything I can. And if you don't sleep right, it throws off everything else. Okay. By the way, not to be gross, but if you don't sleep right, you don't poop right.
Mm. Right.
And if you don't poop right, everything turns
and
to
what
shit.
About
Am I right?
And what about...
Yeah, I'm not saying you don't poop fine. Right. Oh, I would never say that.
Ariana, I have a four-month-old and a toddler. Is there hope for me?
Absolutely. First of all, they will grow up. And I promise.
So right. 10 years from now.
Yeah.
But also, you need a little tribe. You need a support system. We need to all rally around you. And
what do you think about the fact that everybody on the panel felt the need to have their phones right on? I mean, I remember when I used to do this show, and people, you know, they just wouldn't bring a phone. Why did you need them on television? You just...
Satan is never without his phone.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, panel.
Watch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.